Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring six Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, R. Dean Taylor, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Martha the Vandellas, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Glass Knight and the Pips, The Temptations and the Marvelettes, all coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists with a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
My mama wrote Mary is tired of waiting, then you know she started dating, and she's got her pick. Here I am in jail with no one to go my bail, and I just wanna go home. And when I do, I'll never leave Maria alone. I'm serving time in Taos, New Mexico, and I just wanna go home. I'm serving time in Taos, New Mexico. Never felt so alone. I just had to buy her things like pretty clothes and diamond rings and so much more. The thing that I just couldn't see is that she only wanted me ragged and poor. Here I am in jail with no one to go my bail, and I just wanna go home. When I do, I'll never leave Maria alone. I'm serving time in Taos, New Mexico, and I just wanna go home. I'm serving time in Taos, New Mexico. Those mountain nights are long and cold. What if she needs someone to hold her while I'm away? I can see her by the fire eating cheese and getting high with Don Jose. Here I am in jail with no one to go my bail, and I just wanna go home. And when I do, I'll never leave Maria alone. I'm serving time in Taos, New Mexico, and I just wanna go home. I'm serving time in Taos, New Mexico.
To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
A Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, and they reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1973. Before that, R. Dean Taylor with Tacos New Mexico, that reached number 83 in the United States Pop Charts in 1972. His biggest hit was Indiana Wants Me, which occurred in 1970, reaching number 5. And we started with Diana Ross and Missing You on the RCA record label. This song was dedicated to Marvin Gaye, and it was written and produced by Lionel Richie. You find the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists with a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the second artist to do so, Michael Jackson and Black or White. Well, Black or White was written, composed, and produced by Michael Jackson and Bill Bottrell, and it was picked as the first single from the album entitled Dangerous. Well, Black or White was released on November 5th, 1991. The song has elements of dance, rap, and hard rock music, such as Bill Bottrell's guitars and Michael Jackson's vocal style. Well, the Epic Record Company described the song Black or White to radio stations as a, quote, rock and roll dance song about racial harmony, unquote. It hit the charts at number 35. A week later, it shot up to number 3. And in its third week on the charts, December 7th, 1991, it ascended to the number 1 position, making it the fastest chart topper since the Beatles' Get Back. Well, here is Michael Jackson, Black or White, right here on Motown.
Yeah.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Robinson, The Miracles, with the classic Tears of a Clown, co-written by Stevie Wonder, and they reached number one on both the Pops and Rhythm and Blues charts in 1970. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas and Dancing in the Street, they reached number two from 1964 and was their biggest hit song. And we started with Michael Jackson on the Epic record label, Black or White, number one from 1991. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring six Motown artists with a top 40 song at the lip the Motown record. Well, coming up, the third artist this hour with Gladys Knight and the Pips and on, right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah. loving.
Hugging and loving. Getting with the kissing.
Yeah.
Getting with the kissing. Hugging and loving. Tears I hear whenever you're near.
Yeah.
Sticking like glue. I keep loving you.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memory.
Oh,
Marvelettes with My Daddy Knows Best, and then reached number 67 in the United States pop charts from 1963. Before that, The Temptations with Psychedelic Shack, number 7 from 1970. And we started with the Glass Nine, The Pips on the Buddha record label, On and On, and then reached number 5 from 1974. And it was written by Curtis Mayfield and taken from the movie called Claudette, starring Diane Carroll. For this half hour, we featured three Motown artists with a top 40 song after left the Motown record label. Come up after the break, another three of those artists, so keep it right here on Motown.